You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. If you haven't yet, dial in right now, please, at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We do appreciate it. On the phone line is Don Day, meteorologist at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, to update the growing regions from around the planet. Don, where would you like to start today?
Well, let's start here at home.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, we're going to look at some pretty wet weather moving into the nation's midsection. Rainfall is going to be impressive here over the next week to 10 days. Now, with that is going to come some severe weather. There could be a lot of severe weather today, tomorrow, and Thursday, starting in the western high plains today, then working east across the Corn Belt tonight and tomorrow, and then the following day into the Ohio Valley, then eventually the east central part of the United States later in the week. However, this activity is going to produce some beneficial rains across Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, across Illinois, Indiana, into Ohio, southern Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, south and North Dakota. So key growing areas could be looking at rainfall amounts that could be 1 to over 4 inches over the next week to 10 days.
Well, beneficial would be 1.5 to 2.5. Anything more than that might be a little difficult to swallow.
We'll see if we can make it stop right there, but there's going to be some areas that will get more than that.
Is it a slow mover or does it move quickly?
Well, they're going to move quickly. It's just there's several of these. We've got the system that's going to be coming through over the next 2 days, and we've got the Pacific basically reloading about every 72 to 48 hours or so, sending more systems through on a similar path. So after this system, there'll be two more coming, another one this weekend, another one the following week. So it's going to stay a busy weather pattern.
Oh, this sounds like a nice weather pattern as we go into June and July. Will it stick around that long?
Well, I think it will. We talked about how things were shaping up, the weather pattern that looked really favorable. If we could get warm in some areas and keep these frequent episodes of precipitation coming, and through this month and into early July, I don't see anything that makes me think that the current pattern is going to change. So it looks like a nice pattern.
It's a nice pattern for the United States. How about some of the other growing regions around the planet? I would think about Asia, parts of Europe, other places in the Northern Hemisphere.
Well, if we go over to Europe, first of all, they're not going to be as wet, although Western Europe looks to have some pretty good weather coming on right now. Eastern Europe, a little bit on the dry side, however, nothing excessively dry. If we were to go further east, over into Asia, take a look at China, their forecast there is looking fairly good. The growing areas there are looking at near normal or above normal precipitation, most of the central, southern, and western areas of China. Now, some areas of eastern China a little warm and a little bit dry, but really nothing that sticks out as a real big problem area at the moment in the northern hemisphere.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can join us online at willag.org. However you happen to listen to us, please do pledge your financial support. If you're at Will Ag, hit contribute in the red button at the top of the page. Otherwise, call 217-244-9455. I kind of like the $200 level. Have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.